want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We have a very controversial show coming up, and I actually am anticipating and expecting some, shall we say, friendly interference from our friends down at the NSA. Here's why. Up first is Ted Brewer. We're going to cover the latest in health news in just a moment, and that's not going to form the bulk of what we're talking about. We're going to get into some really serious stuff about who's trying to start World War III and why. And in hour number two, what would you say if I told you that 11 congressmen signed their names to document? It went to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and it went to FBI Director Christopher Wray, and it detailed, in detail, criminal allegations with documentation, extensive documentation, against people like Clinton, Comey, McCabe, Loretta Lynch, Strzok, Page. This should be front page news all across the country. Hello, crickets chirping in the mainstream media? It's nowhere. So I'm talking to the congressman's staff on Friday. Where is it, guys? Is this? Did I get a hold of an advance copy I shouldn't have had? No. And this is why the congressman's coming on, beginning of the second hour. In the latter part of the second hour, we're going to talk about more goings on with Colorado, and we think this is why Congressman Gozar and his colleague's letter is being blacked out. We're going to link the two things together. And in hour number three, we have Mike Adams. What if Hillary Clinton is indicted? And we're going to walk down that trail on a lot of other topics. You can see this is going to be a big, big show, and the deep state is going to be none too happy about it. By the way, Comey came out and admitted in the media this week there is a deep state, and he's glad it exists, so people aren't serving an ineffective president, meaning Trump. We are brought to you by Prepare with Dave. With all the things going on, FEMA has told you 3 days of food. Oh, no, 2 weeks. No, every day. We're not going to be able to help you. So what I've done is I've taken the food supplies that I previously were selling, and we've gotten away from the 6 month to 2 year temporarily because a lot of people can't afford it. But you can afford a month, and you can afford to get through it at this greatly reduced price. Why? Because a month will get you through most crises initially. PrepareWithDave.com. The price for 4 weeks of quality, storable food, non-GMO, 25-year shelf life was $250. Now, it's $99. I wanted to eliminate all the excuses that people were having for not investing in protecting their family. PrepareWithDave.com. We're also brought to you by Steve Quayle's Renaissance Precious Metals. If you don't think the banks are coming down when the other stuff hits, of course it will. Look at history. You need to be in precious metals as much as possible. If you have excess cash and you got it in the bank, you'll be sorry, like my mom's side of the family was during the Depression. Give Steve a call tomorrow and discuss this with him. Most low-pressure, no-pressure sale, but he'll tell you if this is right for you. 406-586-4842. And then also we are sponsored by my good friend Bob Griswold and Ready Made Resources. Let me highlight something Bob has. Water filtration, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. I can help you with the food. Bob can help you with the water. There's always going to be water, even if there's an EMP attack and the water's not moving. There's still going to be standing water. The problem is, will you be able to drink it? If you've got water filtration equipment that's inexpensive but effective, you will. So go to readymaderesources.com, and you'll see the water refiltration right there up on the website, and there's a number there to call, and Bob will personally consult with you. And then finally, we're also brought to you by the good people at Health Masters, my good friend Dr. Ted Brower, who's our first guest. I don't go to the doctor much. I go to Ted, and I get mad at him when he goes out of the country and I can't get a hold of him. But that's a long story. My back was 5 days of agony, and Ted came back, and 2 days in to his regimen, like I said, I was a new man, didn't need surgery, and they told me I needed surgery. Healthmasters.com, and the coupon code is 5COMMON. Take advantage of this. Anyway, speaking of Health Masters, let's go right to the show. We've got a full menu of topics. Dr. Ted Brower, I know you're having a great time where you are with your family. I want to thank you for taking an hour out to join us here on the Common Sense Show. And did you ever think you'd be living in an America like the one we're seeing now?
Dystopian future. George Orwell on steroids. Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me okay, Dave?
I can hear you great. Well, what I'd like to do in this hour, Ted, is spend a little bit on health news, just a little time there. I want to take advantage of your expertise. You are the Dr. Ted Brower here. You're the expert. And you got one of the most renowned natural health companies in the world. And we want to take advantage of that. So tell us what's the latest, what people are missing, what they need to do, and then we'll jump into the geopolitics.
Well, what's interesting, in a few minutes we'll cover the geopolitics, and we'll talk about the death cult that basically runs the planet, the satanic group that basically is in charge, this synagogue of Satan. We can call them that if we like. The Bible calls them that. Their fathers, the devil, has been since Genesis chapter 6 all the way back to the Garden of Eden. I mean, this is a group that's just been around for a long, long time. We're talking, they encompass the Druids, the fallen angels. We're going to talk about all that stuff in about 20, 30 minutes. But let's talk about health right now, because I had something very, very awful happen a couple of weeks ago, and I need to share it with your listeners. I had a good friend of mine. His name was, I'm not going to give you his name, out of respect for him and his family. He was a pastor, and I've known him for about 30 years. And when I first met him, we were in Cancun, Mexico, Dave, and I remember he had his head laying down on the, we were at a Christian men's prayer retreat type of thing in Cancun, Mexico, and we ended up becoming good friends. And the first time I met him, he had his head on the table, about to pass out at the seminar. And I looked at him, I said, brother, his name was, let's call him brother. I said, brother, what's wrong? I said, you don't feel good, or what's wrong? He said, man, I feel awful, man. He said, I'm just dizzy and I'm tired. And he just, I feel horrible. It's something I've been dealing with for a couple of years. And I said, let's check your diet out. So I started talking about his diet. And he had a real bad case of functional hypoglycemia. Now, what that means is that he had irregular blood sugar patterns. A lot of them were very low, which means his blood sugar would get so low that he would not have sufficient quantity of oxygen to his brain, because it's a direct correlation, and he would literally almost pass out. He'd become very irritable, nervous, and depressed, all because of the blood sugar. In fact, Cecilia Rosenfeld, medical doctor, she wrote a few years ago, Dave, that one of the primary causes of marriages that were bad was blood sugar. That when these spouses that had hypoglycemia would be eating a diet that would stabilize their blood sugar, that a lot of times their crumbling marriages completely were repaired. They basically fell back in love again, and they lived, best you can, happily ever after on this planet. And so we've seen that a lot in my clinic when I had it in Central Florida. And sure enough, I checked Robin after we got back from Cancun. We still had the clinic going back then. This is back in the 80s I met him. And sure enough, he had a really bad case of low blood sugar. And the problem was, he had married a woman. And it's not just the woman's fault. I'm not going to blame the woman for all of this. He had married a woman who was extremely overweight when they were dating, lost a bunch of weight when they got married, and started eating a lot of junk food as soon as they got married again, and gained a lot of weight back, a lot of sugars and ding-dongs and cupcakes and all that high fructose corn syrup, all of this stuff. She was just hammering it, and that just tore into his blood sugar. And he developed very bad behavioral patterns eating with her, because she became very, very obese. She probably went well over 300 pounds. And the sad part about it is that she wouldn't change her diet. No matter what, she wouldn't change her diet. Now, what I was able to do, we got him on a blood sugar regulatory program. We also got him on a healthy brain program. And we were able to stabilize his hypoglycemia. Plus, he had a hard time assimilating vitamin Bs. He really couldn't do very well with B vitamins if they weren't methylated, which bypasses a step in the liver, makes him a lot easier to digest. And so we had him on these programs, and he was doing absolutely great for about 25 years. And I remember about 5 years ago, came up to me and said, "Ted, I found a brain specialist in Atlanta who's put me on some nutrients that have really helped my brain." And I said, "Robin," I said, "what does he put you on?" And he never told me, Dave. He never told me. Now, I believe he's on some type of psychotropic drug. And I said, "Brother," I said, "here's the thing." I said, "you start down that pathway." I said, "you've been with me for 25 years. And the biggest problem he had was his wife would never join in with it. But what happened is he fought this depression and blood sugar for these 25 years. And I mean, it was bad, Dave. And so he was okay. And he was preaching, and he had a church, and he was doing good. In fact, I just went to a conference this past week in Birmingham, Alabama, one of the largest churches in the country, Pastor Chris Hodges, 48,000 members in the church, multiple campuses. And I attended a pastor's conference. They said that about 70% of pastors are routinely depressed, you know, because of, I guess, you're dealing with all kinds of things all of the time. People who won't listen, people who are basically having bad marriages, people who are having children that are having problems, people that are committing adultery, having to bury people. So they stay depressed a lot. And this, of course, was my friend's profession. He was a preacher. Well, about 5 years ago, he decided to go to this brain clinic in Atlanta, and he said how great he was feeling. And I kept asking him over and over again, "What are you taking?" He refused to tell me. He never told me. To this day, I still don't know. And finally, I talked to him every so often, and he left the pastorship of where he was at a different church, and he had a couple of job transitions in the last few years. And I'll never forget, about a year and a half ago, he stopped ordering supplements from us. And I was very concerned about this, and I kept texting him and calling him and not getting any response from him. Well, come to find out, about 3 weeks ago, Dave, he put a .45 caliber pistol, you know, towards his heart and shot himself in the chest, killed himself. And apparently he'd called 911 immediately preceding the shooting. So at least it's because his wife had already moved out for 4 years. And of course, crazy is this. His wife told me years ago, when she was following my program, and he was following my program, and she was losing weight, and everybody was doing great. She goes, "I don't know what you've done to my husband, but he's absolutely a different person. Absolutely a different person. He's doing absolutely wonderful. It's like I've got my old husband back from when we were kids. He's just doing great." Well, that's because she was following my blood sugar protocol. She was following my healthy brain protocol. He was following my healthy brain protocol. And then she got off of supplements. He ended up getting off of the supplements. And then he went to full medical intervention with a cocktail of antipsychotic drugs. Now remember, they're treating him for psychosis when he has a blood sugar imbalance. And they're giving him drugs that are giving him different chemicals in the brain, but they're not correcting the blood sugar imbalance. So obviously they're not going to work as far as correcting the problems. Finally, about a week, 2 weeks before he died, committed suicide, he actually had to check him into a rehab center. And his wife had left him 4 years ago, and he was living by himself, and basically the kids, well, I personally think she had turned the kids against him. And what ended up happening is that he was in a rehab center, and it was Xanax. He was on one of the drugs he was on was Xanax. And the problem with that drug, it takes up to 7 months to get out of your system. That's one of those drugs you don't ever want to get put on. It's got a very high withdrawal death rate associated with it because it changes brain chemistry. And the crazy thing about this is that no one understood, except for apparently me, and maybe a few other naturopaths around the country, that blood sugar can directly affect, you know, cognition and brain function. I mean, it's just so simple, Dave. But nobody really gets that, so they get put on all these psychotic drugs. And I talked to one of his family members the other day. I was at the funeral, actually, on the viewing. I was over there, you know, I had to drive like 2 hours one way, 2 days in a row, so I ended up in the car for 8 hours. And I'll never forget, we ended up talking to one of the family members. And my friend, one of his things he always said was this. He goes, I always want to go where I'm celebrated, not where I'm tolerated. And I said that to a family member. And the family member looked at me and said, "Well, we had to tolerate him. It was awful." And I said, "Man, the guy just died. They're talking about him like this." Yeah. And I was so aggravated, but I knew it wasn't the time or the place to say anything because he's already dead. And I looked at him, I said, "I didn't tolerate him at all. I just loved him as my brother in Christ." I said he had a very bad blood sugar problem. And the problem is, Dave, a lot of people are misdiagnosed as needing psychiatric care. Now, I'm going to stop for a second now. There are some people out there that are just nuts. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. They're just nuts. There's something wrong with them. They got dropped on their head. Something's wrong with them. They got a biochemistry. They really do have a blood chemistry imbalance, a brain chemistry imbalance. They can be extremely psychotic, extremely dangerous. And in some cases, you know, psychotic medication may actually help these types of people. I'm not going to say that it doesn't work all of the time. But when a person has a problem with blood sugar and methylated B vitamin, you don't put them on psychiatric drugs. And plus, he was apparently on such a cocktail they had to put him through a detox program. So I want to cover a couple of things real quickly about the conditions that can actually masquerade as dementia. There's about seven or eight of these. I want to cover them very, very quickly. More than 40% of dementia diagnoses have been shown to be wrong. That's what's happening right
yeah,
now.
I read that recently.
I sent it to you. This is an article by King. And she says, she goes on to say, imagine a nightmare. For the last few years, your mother has had serious memory problems. She has lost driving. She repeats the same question to you over and over again. She can't process new information. She loses her train of thought in mid-sentence. And all of a sudden comes back and says she has Alzheimer's disease. And the doctor's office giving her a prescription with encouragement that doesn't even work. Now, what they're finding out is that these Alzheimer diseases that are being treated with these Alzheimer drugs, in many cases, are actually making things actually worse. It's absolutely nuts what's happening. Now, some of the things that they're talking about as far as the nutritional aspect of this, something that's the same thing that I talked to Robin about, eliminating all simple carbohydrates. That's the sugars, the high fructose corn syrup. Eliminating gluten and processed food. Now, gluten, it primarily is a bread product, and, you know, that type of stuff with wheat. But gluten by itself, I don't believe is that bad, though it can be. The biggest problem with wheat is the glyphosate that's been sprayed on the crop. But some people just simply don't tolerate gluten, and they need to be off of it regardless. And that's something that you can really cut out pretty quickly if you've got issues as far as brain chemistry. Increase your fresh fruits and vegetables, non-farm raised fish. Help to reduce stress. Start praying. Take melatonin every single night, because when you don't sleep properly, you don't recycle your body like it needs to. And, of course, they know this. That's why they give you fluoride and everything. And the fluoride basically calcifies the pineal gland, making it almost impossible for it to produce melatonin. So you don't sleep well at night, which could actually increase the problem associated with brain issues. You need to increase your sleep from 4 hours a night to about 7 hours a night. You need taking B12. Make sure you take the methylcobalamin, not the cyanide cobalamin. Almost everybody sells the real cheap B12s that are the cyanide products. Also vitamin D3, K2, CoQ10, fish oil every single day. Plus, we'll talk about a few more in a second. Plus, you need to also, you know, realize that you need to try to fast on a regular basis to help stabilize your blood sugar. And that's really important that you try to do that at least once a week, and you can build up to by skipping a meal once a week, then two meals once a week, then three meals once a week if you have a problem with hypoglycemia. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that if you fast, your healing will quickly appear. Other imbalances and deficiencies, we already mentioned them. Omega-3 fats like cod liver oil, B12, vitamin C, magnesium, super important, selenium, probiotics. The intestinal tract is incredibly important. We have a new probiotic blend at the office, Dave, 350 billion count. When we put it into the sticks, it's actually 700 billion count, but we have to list what it's going to be at the end of the life cycle, like at the end of a year and a half, 2 years on the bottle, and so we have to list it down to 350. Now, these different nutrients have been shown to be causes of dementia and or Alzheimer's disease. You need to eat a Mediterranean diet that is associated with, you know, basically a healthier lifestyle. And you need to realize that if you have low level of vitamin D, it's also been linked to Alzheimer's disease, along with folate, can also lead to cognitive disease. Adding coconut oil may help to increase the effects of Alzheimer's disease. I take a MCT oil. It's a coconut oil, medium chain triglyceride oil every day. We have it at healthmasters.com. And it also does something else besides help your brain. That and the magnesium brain food helps to get rid of brain fog. But what I really like about the coconut oil is it burns body fat around the tummy very, very quickly. It burns abdominal fat. I can't tell you how much body fat I've lost around my stomach, and I haven't lost any weight. And all I started doing was taking 2 tablespoons of this stuff a day. It just literally melts the fat around your gut. Avoid artificial food.
How do you spell that, Ted?
MCT coconut oil. We have it on our website.
Yeah, I've seen it.
2 tablespoons. And you know, it's so funny. I had a Heisman Trophy winner call me a couple of weeks ago. I can't give you his name because he's one of my clients. And he asked me, he says, Ted, you know, I got to get rid of some body fat around my belly. And I said, are you exercising? He said, yeah, but I've got accumulated body fat. This is a belly fat, which is very, very bad on the heart, much higher risks of heart disease with that. I said, start taking 2 tablespoons of MCT oil. And I said, if you really want to burn it really fast, take our true fat burner at night. Take your MCT oil in the morning. It doesn't taste like anything. It's kind of bland. And then take the true fat burners. That's conjugated linoleic acid at night. Take about 2 grams of that, and it'll just melt body fat off like you put doggone your belly fat into a microwave and just made it go away. I mean, it's unbelievable what it does. They put butter in a microwave. And I didn't believe it until I started doing the research on it, and I started doing it. I started trying it because, you know, you always hear this stuff, but it seemed like it was just too simple. And Dave, it doesn't mean you have to change anything else in your diet or even exercise. Now, you don't need to go in there and start, you know, eating 10,000 calories a day to see if this stuff's going to work, because it's not. It's just a normal diet.
You know, it'd be fun to try it, stabilized.
Right? Artificial food colors and flavors and sweeteners, you got to avoid all that, especially aspartame. It really triggers cognitive decline and memory loss. Aspartame causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, artificial, you know, all of these artificial chemicals and stuff. You got to really avoid them. Stay away from prescription medication and side effects. I mean, if you have to take prescription drugs, make sure you realize that one. Look and make sure you realize and look for the fact that it doesn't cause a memory decline or cognitive function decline. Another one you have to stay away from is Ambien. It also is the sleeping pills. The studies that show that these things actually increase the risks of dementia. My mom, they put her in a nursing home when she was 85 years old because she broke a toe. Now, I didn't want to go into the nursing home, but my sister had power of attorney over her, and they put her in the nursing home. Because basically my sister lived out of state and didn't want to bother with it, and didn't care about bringing her up to where she was and let her live with her, and so she put her in a nursing home. I mean, completely, completely lucid, running a business and everything else. Well, she's completely functional. Nothing's wrong with her brain. Didn't have a stroke, broke a toe, and she's in a nursing home. Well, she's frustrated because she can't get things done. She can't walk. And so I felt so bad for her. And she started, you know, being German, of course. She's barking orders at everybody. And so I thought, well, this is crazy. I said, one of the women said to me real quick, when the nurse says, well, don't worry about her barking orders. By the time we get her on the drug cocktail that, you know, we're going to put her on, she'll be barking orders with anybody within 6 months. And boy, I tell you what, Dave, I mean, I pitched a fit, nothing I could do, didn't have power of attorney. Within 6 months, boy, they had her calm right down. She wanted to sleep all the time with the sleeping pills they had her on and the antidepressants they had her on and all the crazy. She started having hallucinations after she'd been in there for a few years. She didn't know anybody more. She didn't know me. She didn't know the kids. She didn't know the grandkids. She didn't know anybody. Her brain was completely gone. Why? Because, in my opinion, of course, it's lack of cognitive input, being in a nursing home, and secondly, the drugs they had her on. Yeah, the cocktail they had put her on was absolutely horrible. Now, also, you can have inflammation from low-level infections, from molds, food allergies, and Lyme disease. That's really important to get tested and check for all that stuff. Remember that you can have stress and stagnation, inactivity. I just mentioned that with my mom. You've got to keep your brain active. You've got to read at least every single day. Try to exercise every single day. You can have thyroid imbalances that can cause all types of problems with Alzheimer's and dementia, apparently, because of the T3 hormone system. Mercury and other heavy metal poison is something that a lot of people don't talk about. And, you know, you have to realize that even just silver amalgam fillings contain 50% mercury. And, you know, and that mercury is neither stable nor inert. It off-gases crossing the blood-brain barrier and destroys neurons even without contact. In some cases, removing these fillings can be very hazardous, done by a mercury-safe protocol at a biological dentist. Be careful with all that. And always remember this. Research shows that people who took flu shots 4 or 5 consecutive years had 10 times or 1,000% higher risk for developing Alzheimer's disease than those that only have 2 flu shots. So guys, you don't need to get these multivial flu shots that all contain thimerosal and mercury. Mercury is a neurotoxin. Don't put it into your body. They're telling you that the vaccines no longer contain mercury. That's a complete lie. Many vaccines still contain mercury, and the multivial flu shot is one of them. So don't allow it. Plus, they don't work anyhow. They've been statistically proven to be completely a waste of time. So you need to avoid all of that. Now, let me cover you a couple more things here I want to cover with you, because this is a really, really important that we cover some of the things that you need to take from a nutritional standpoint to stop depression. Someone said to me the other day, they said, how in the world do you deal with, you know, all of these stories all the time, and you don't get negative, you don't get depressed? And I said, well, every once in a while I do get down a little bit. Now, I said, I pray every day. The prayer makes a huge difference in my life. I mean, we have a prayer time every single morning, and prayer, and we've done shows on it with you, Dave, as far as what prayers do as far as scalar waves and how they literally change the fabric of space-time. And I mean, I'd love to do another show with you on that, or we can just, you know, you guys can listen to the archives.
Soon, absolutely. In fact, Ted, let me interject this before you go down this road. It's right on the. I was sitting in a sermon last night at the church we've been attending, And it was fantastic. They talked about a long-term study on the effect of prayer conducted by people within our church. And what they found was depression, people who read the Bible twice a week, depression goes down 31%. They found that cognitive performance goes up about 20%. They found that health effects like cardiovascular disease, it goes down. It's incredible what happens when you immerse yourself in the Word of Christ, and prayer is the biggest part of that. So it's funny. I'm getting this in stereo. It's awesome. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, what's interesting? Let me talk about that just for a second, because it's so important, Dave. You know, the Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." It also says, "By every word we shall be, you know, acquitted or condemned." That's assuming, of course, that you're not saved. But what we also need to realize is that, you know, it also says, "As a man, you know, thinketh in his heart." So what we have to understand is our thoughts and our prayer lives and the words that we speak literally put us into a box, or they free us. Now, what do I mean by that? When we speak words, or when we pray, when we say things, we create scalar waves. Now, scalar waves are interesting in science, because you take two radio waves, lay them on top of each other, you create a longitudinal wave. They take two longitudinal waves and lay them on top of each other, you create a scalar wave. And they do this with phased array satellites, and they can actually make scalar weapons out of them. These are the particle beam weapons, etc. Now, what's interesting about a scalar wave is scalar waves they're not bound by the fabric of space-time. In other words, they're multi-dimensional, multi-timelines all at once. Now, this is one of the things we talked about when we talked to you guys. It's about the blood of Christ years ago, and how blood basically communicates with itself,
yes,
you know, through DNA and through scalar waves. And I used the example that if you took a pint of blood for someone in the United States and kept it alive, perfect temperature, kept it oxygenated, and sent it to Australia across the planet on the other side of the world, and you had the person from which the blood had come from watch a scary movie, that your body would start releasing fear molecules when you watch that movie, and so would your blood on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It would release,
yep,
the same hormones. And now people think, wow, that's crazy. Well, that's scalar waves. It doesn't matter. There's no time variable. There's no distance variable. When we pray, we create scalar waves. So when we speak about things and we confess things and we pray about things, we literally change the fabric of time-space via scalar waves, the power of a scalar wave. That's why the Bible says where two or three are gathered, you'll send 10,000 to flight, because the energy field that's created. Now, these demonic entities that rule the planet, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, we call them now. We used to call them Druids. It goes all the way back to Egypt and what they taught in Egypt. All of these people, they know and understand energy fields. That's why the Bible says that there's a field around the planet that has blinded the mind of the heart of the unbeliever. And that field is an energy wave. It's an energy field, and they cannot see and know the truth because they've been corrupted. And these black magic things that go on all the time, which we'll talk about next, they're just specifically designed to do that. They're specifically designed to create an energy field around you and around the planet to create the reality they want to create. Because a lot of people have said that we live in what's called an energetic universe, a holographic universe, and we create the literal reality that we speak about, that we think about, that we pray about, and that's what these guys believe too. And they're trying to bring a doomsday cult into existence. I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And the crazy thing about all of this stuff is that this stuff is real. This is just physics. And we have to understand that we have to be very careful what we speak about, very careful what we believe about, very careful what we pray about. That's why I'm very careful not to allow people to pray over me as far as negative stuff, because I don't want to enter into that agreement with stuff like that. A few years ago, I had somebody, a friend of mine, dear friend, and he's Christian, and he asked if he could pray with me. He was at the house, and they were leaving, and they'd come over for dinner. And he started on this really negative tirade, this really negative prayer. And I said, whoa, stop. And I said, I don't receive that. I don't receive any of that. I'm not signing for that. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. Let me try it again. He starts over and starts praying the exact same thing again. I stopped him again. I said, stop. I said, I don't think you understand. I said, I believe that what you speak about, what you pray about, you're going to bring about. I said, why do you want to put all this negative junk on me? I said, I don't want all this weird stuff. I said, just why don't we pray God's protection over me and over my family? I said, I can live with that. I said, that's a great prayer. I said, but not all this other crazy stuff. But he never really got it, never really understood it. See, that's what Christians don't get. That's why they're so hamstrung so many times in their faith and in their walk with God, because they don't understand that what they speak about, they're going to bring about. So they constantly say all this negative stuff about themselves. They say, well, you ask them, how are you doing today? And they said, well, not too bad. And my response is always, well, I'm sorry to hear that. And they said, well, why do you say you're sorry? I said, because you said you're doing bad. And he said, well, I said, well, I'm doing too bad. I said, well, that's a form of badly, which means you're doing poorly, which means your life sucks. I said, I'm sorry your life sucks. I said, that's how I see it when you say that. Why don't you say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice, and I shall be glad in it. That's the way you need to look at it. Rejoice in the things of the Lord. Rejoice in the fact that you're alive. Rejoice that you're not, you know, in your grave. Rejoice that you still have the opportunity to do something about life and about the people on this planet and help people get saved. Rejoice that you're still here. That's how we need to look at life every single day. And when we speak those positive things in our life, we change. For a couple of weeks and it didn't change anything. Well, there's a reason it didn't change anything in a couple of weeks, because for 25 or 35 or 45 or 55 or 60 years or 100 years, you spoke super negative stuff over yourself, and you basically entombed yourself in like a catacomb of negativity, and you got to chip that thing back off and open it back up again, and it takes time to undo all the mess that you've already said, and all the stuff that you've already cursed yourself with. You think, well, this sounds really weird to me, Ted, that you're talking about this stuff. Hey, I'm just telling you the truth. If for 50 years you talk about how horrible your life is and how bad it is, how bad your marriage is, how bad your kids are, and you got bad marriage, you got bad kids, you got a bad life, why do things be different? Because you said, okay, now my life is happy for 2 weeks. It doesn't work that way. Now you got to undo all of the mess and make people realize that, hey, I'm not going to live like that anymore and be around that stuff anymore. That's why I always tell people, if you're around negative friends that are really negative about themselves or about life or whatever, you got to step away. Like, for instance, I was in a Sunday school class today, and the guy who was teaching Sunday school class was saying how God had put, you know, Obama and all these people into office, and that we needed to respect them because they were appointed by God. I almost said something, Dave, because God. Here's the thing, guys. I'm gonna clarify that for a lot of you Christians who are listening right now. I believe that we should respect the office of the presidency. That's a fact. I have no problem with that. But we have to understand something. When Satan took over the planet in the Garden of Eden, he basically became the god of this world. In fact, he actually took Jesus and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and says, if you bow down to me, I will give you all of this, because he knew he was the son of God, because he wanted him to serve Lucifer. Jesus said, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to do it. You know, see, that's what we have to understand. You know, the Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr, that's a great book you can read online for free. But he also wrote another book, Satan, the God of This World, and it's an unfinished manuscript he was writing, and then he died. He never got a chance to finish it. But you get both those books online for free. You can read both of them. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with every word in both the books, but they give you a much better interpretation of how and who runs this planet. There's, okay, here, let me give you a couple examples. We know the gay canyon, Obama. We knew he was gay. We know that Joan Rivers said that he was gay, and that Michelle was a transvestite, and she was dead a few months later. We know that. We've heard that from multiple other sources, including many of the men that he was running around with in the bathhouses in Chicago, and their families, and several of them died also mysteriously. And so we know that this is going on right now with the government. We also know that, you know, Hillary Clinton was a gnat's breath away from becoming president of the United States. And we know she's a Sabbatean witch. I mean, we know that. We got that. We also know that, you know, this child pedophile stuff is real in D.C. and around the world. We know that the CIA is running all of these drugs, all of this stuff. The government of the United States is being completely and totally run by Luciferians at this point, primarily through the Rothschild banking cartel. We'll talk about this in a minute. And the craziest thing about all of this stuff is that nobody wants to believe this because it's too bizarre. And people say, well, this stuff is really crazy. I didn't say it wasn't crazy. I just said this is what they believe. You know, I'm not. And the thing about it is they believe it enough, they're willing to die for it. So that's what people need to understand, Dave, is that, you know, we have a death cult running the planet. So it's basically what we're doing is when we pray what we need to pray for God to be what he needs to be for us in our lives and what we need to be for him in our lives, because he's going to be God, he's not going to change. When we can conform to his standards, then what ends up happening is we create a new energy field around us and a new life around us. And then we start realizing that there's certain people we need to stay away from, certain friends we don't need to hang around, certain things we don't need to do, certain things we don't need to say, and certain things we don't need to think anymore if we're going to be a new creature in Christ. So all of these things happen for a reason. But let's go back real quick to the healthy brain protocol, because then I want to jump on this other stuff, because I'm almost out of time with you again. Said, and I'm looking forward to hearing this congressman here in a few minutes. Now, B-Complex, if you go to my website, you go to Healthy Brain Support, it goes into detail as far as supplements that will really help the functioning of your brain. We use B-complex, B5, B6, because you need extra of that. 5-HTP, 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. That's very important. Also, omega-3 fat. We have a product called Memory Support that's amazing. Turmeric Force for inflammation. Super Brain Food. It's a chocolate compound that's amazing. And then Magnesium Brain Food. These products can make you feel so good so fast. It's awesome. Plus, you can also use potassium iodine. That's very, very important, too, as far as controlling thyroid function. But there are all kinds of good protocols on our website. And we even have the Hodges Healthy Joint Protocol. We've got a healthy brain support, healthy heart support, healthy immune system, healthy joint support, healthy menopause, healthy prostate for men, healthy skin, itchy skin protocol, lean muscle gain stack, a libido support kit. We got all kinds of really good things on fat burning, children ages 2 to 5, children ages 6 to 12, bone support, health basic lifestyle kit. All of these things are available at healthmasters.com. And also what it does, because we're a sponsor of the Dave Show, it helps to support Dave's show and helps support us. I mean, I will say this to you guys. You're never going to see me on YouTube in a drunken rant screaming and yelling and cursing. It's not going to happen.
Any coincidence with a known person, it's
coincidental. I'm not saying any names.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be screaming and yelling and cursing on YouTube. I don't act like that. I don't talk like that. Every once in a while, I may use a bad word when I'm dealing with somebody who's being a complete and total person you don't want to be around, just try to get the point across, and I feel guilty when I do that. So I don't act like that, and I don't get drunk, and I don't go into rants on air. I don't do stuff like that, okay? We live and we practice what we preach, and I want to thank everybody today because I have the privilege of praying for your listeners on an ongoing basis, and my listeners every day, the Ted Nossen Brower Show. And when you guys, listen to the show and you do it, you we're all part of the same team. It's a great honor for me to be part of your lives and be working together with you on this. Because, guys, here's how I look at it. The world is negative enough. We got enough crazy people out there already. It's a blessing when we have people like Dave Hodges or Sheila Zavinsky or Doug Hagman or Steve Quayle that we can work with, and they're good friends of ours, and they really help us to see the things that we don't see sometimes more clearly as far as what we should and shouldn't be. So, guys, it's so important that you listen to alternative radio and you support alternative radio talk show host guests. There's a donate page on Dave's website. You guys, if everybody listening tonight just gave $1 or $5 or $10 or $100 for Dave, it would give him a chance to greatly expand his reach and greatly expand his influence and coverage all over the United States and all over the world. So, guys, thank you in advance for supporting Dave, supporting Health Masters. Because, guys, you're going to buy vitamins anyhow. You're going to buy junk stuff primarily out of China. And so if you get the good, healthy stuff, you're going to be a lot healthier for it. And you support us, and you support Dave, and you support Sheila and Hagman and everybody else that we try to work with. So, guys, thank you again in advance. So now, let's talk about this cult, Dave. We've got about 10 minutes left that rules the world and why in the world this whole thing has gotten so out of hand. Henry Mackow, he's a PhD in English literature, one of the most brilliant writers I've ever read. He was raised Jewish, and now he's basically trying to expose the Sabbatean Kabbalist cult. And it's kind of interesting because he goes into detail on his website. It's called The Satanic Cult That Rules the World by Henry Mackow, and it's spelled M-A-K-O-W. You guys can read it. And it says, basically, there was either convert to Islam or die in 1666. That was the choice the Turkish Sultan put to Sabbatai Zevi. He was a self-proclaimed Jewish Messiah in 1666. By only pretending to convert, Zevi resorted to a common practice. But he had led a huge group of people with over 1 million followers, who later included the Rothschilds, into his Sabbatai Zevi cult. And what this cult was, it through infiltration became this network that ends up, this is just a satanic group. It has nothing to do with Judaism. It's a satanic group that pretty much has taken over the planet. 41 years after this Zevi's death in 1771, they actually infiltrated the masonry guilds in England and established Freemasonry. His successor, Jacob Frank, who would have a great impact on the inner core of Freemasonry, known as the Illuminati, was formed in 1776. Freemasonry would become a hidden force behind the events like the American, French, and Russian revolutions. Now remember, this is the higher levels of Freemasonry. The young people, the group people that go in there for business contacts and stuff, I'm not recommending you do that. They have no idea this is going on at the high levels of 33 degrees and above. The creations of the UN, World Wars, including the Holocaust, assassination of Kennedy brothers, all of this stuff was tied to this type of groups. Sabbatane of Frank is also referred to as the cult of the all-seeing eye. Look on the back of your dollar bill, you'll understand where that's coming from. They're everywhere. They've got the power. They control the media. They control Hollywood. They are the good and the bad guys in some cases. World War II is a prime example. The following people were members of this cult, and that included Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, Pope Pius VII, Francisco Franco, Benito Mussolini, and if you read through what these guys did and what they were involved in, they believe that sin is holy. Now, I'm reading from Macau stuff. It says, according to Rabbi Marvin Apelman, they believe that sin is holy and should be practiced for its own sake. Mm-hmm. Since the Messiah will come when people either become totally righteous or totally corrupt.
Ted, I want to interject this. This is the 12 Imams out of Iran as well. It's the same philosophy. Create the crisis to bring the end days.
Same group out of Saudi. That's right. And rather than becoming totally corrupt, righteous or totally corrupt, they opted for total debauchery. Since we can all not be saints, we can all be sinners. Now, what they're trying to do is resurrect their serpent god from the pit to take over the planet. And basically, in 1756, Frank and his followers excommunicated by the rabbis. Edelman said the Sabbateans were behind the Reform, the liberal, the revolutionary movements in the 19th century. They were also behind the Reform and conservative movements in Judaism, including Jewish assimilation. In other words, Jews have been influenced by these Sabbateans and don't even know it. This is a quote directly from Macau and from Edelman, the rabbi. He says, they don't advocate a satanic kingdom. They gently steer you that way by questioning the existence of God, by demanding sexual liberation, independence for women, internationalism, diversity, and religious tolerance. They all have a hidden agenda to undermine all collective forces except our own. Now, this is something that you can read through the rest of the time. It gets pretty long on this article. I don't want to go into it any longer because there are a couple other things that I want to talk about. But you got to realize that we're in the grip of this vicious cult because they control the money, because of the central banks. Their power is so great, they can wage a covert war against humanity, and they're not even noticed. That's why the Rothschilds always use cutouts. You know, like Zuckerberg and all these guys, Ford was a cutout, Zuckerberg was a cutout, Carnegie was a cutout, the guy, J.P. Morgan was a cutout. They use other people to come in and do their, I believe Bill Gates is a cutout. They use other people in which they finance them, and they make them huge and extremely wealthy, and in case it goes bad for those people, they are not going to be blamed for it. If that makes sense, they're going to make sure that they don't get dragged into the ditch so people see who they are. This same group, this same satanic cult, was around with Christ in the book of John. He looked at these guys who were basically the rulers of that time, and he called them basically the children of Lucifer. It also calls them out in the book of Revelation. You guys can look it up. And it says these people are basically the synagogue of Satan. They claim to be Jews, but they are not. This same group goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 6. And these are the guys that were the druids. These are the guys that work with the fallen angels. These are the guys who talk with potions and all the... These the wizards and the witchcraft. These are the same guys. They haven't changed. This same cult just took on a new name with Sabbatane Zevi back in 1666. And this is the same group of people that have been subverting cultures and have been thrown out of hundreds of nations over the last thousands of years because they were doing this over and over and over again. Guys, it's not okay. These are Satanists. I have a person that I interviewed a few years ago when I was on the Power Hour as a guest host for Joyce Riley died, may she rest in peace. And I remember she had me interview Tex Mars, and Tex Mars was just going off on Jews. And I said, look, Tex, I said, here's the deal. Sure, there are Jews involved in this. I got that. But George Bush isn't a Jew. Okay. Bill and Hillary Clinton aren't Jewish. Okay. They're not Jewish. You got a whole bunch of people out there that are involved in this giant conspiracy that Kennedy called it that aren't Jewish. It's this Sabbatean cult. It's this death cult. And, a lot of it comes through skull and bones. It comes through these upper levels of the Masonic lodges. This is the group that we're talking about right now. They're the Luciferians. In fact, there was an interesting show on a few years ago. It was called, It was called Brad Metzler Decoded, Dave. And I mentioned this on your show again. I believe it bears repeating. And Brad Metzler Decoded did a show on the Spear of Destiny. Now, the Spear of Destiny is the spear that they said was thrust into Jesus' side on the cross. And it still had the blood of Christ on it. And that it was in an Austrian museum. And they said if it ever marched for an army, the army could not be defeated. But what was interesting, when Hitler, basically when Austria voted to come into Germany before World War II, Hitler took this from the Austrian Museum and he had it. Well, a guy stole it from him, and they were basically looking for the Spear of Destiny on this Brad Metzler Decoded. In fact, you can watch it on YouTube. It's free watch. And it was from the History Channel. And what was interesting, they had an interview with a guy at the very end of the show, the last 10 minutes. And he was a bodyguard for the world elite, the top people in the planet who actually walk into the White House, he said, without an invitation, just walk in and go see the president. These are the groups that I'm talking about now, this secret government, the real power behind all of this stuff that we have going on right now. And he said that he was sitting in the bar, this is a crazy story, and these guys were having a meeting upstairs, and another bodyguard was in the bar. And finally he asked Brad Metzler's guy, do you know who your boss is? And he goes, well, not really. I know who he is, but I don't know what he does or anything. He asks, well, he's the guy who stole the Spear of Destiny from Adolf Hitler. And the guy said he got his attention. Now, remember, they're meeting in a church. This guy wouldn't even come on camera unless he was in a church with a cross behind him. I'm not kidding. You can watch the show. And what he said was this. He says, these guys are part of a cult. They call themselves the Benigni Nephilim, the Sons of the Fallen. They trace their lineage all the way back to Lucifer, back to Cain, all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And they say that they're the ones that have orchestrated all of these things that have happened on the planet for these centuries. And they're the ones that are going to take the Spear of Destiny, rebuild the temple, go into the Holy of Holies, pierce the man who they want to be, the man who's going to be the Antichrist, and, you know, with the Spear of Destiny, anoint him and take over the planet. And then Brad Metzler looked at the guy and says, well, do you believe this stuff? He goes, it doesn't make any difference whether I believe it or not. These guys believe it. They really believe that's who they are, and they're willing to die for what they believe. And these guys are the highest ends in the echelons of power. This is what we're talking about tonight. These are the guys that pull the puppet strings on all the rest of us. These are the guys that run both sides of the coin, so to speak. These are the guys that finance both sides of the United States Civil War. These are the guys that fought Hitler, who financed Hitler. That's who this group is. In fact, it was interesting. This central banker, I read this on your show a couple months ago, Dave. One of the top central bankers back in 1920, I forgot his name. If I had the quote, so I'd pull it up. He said that we control the planet, and we tilt the Earth on its axis any direction that we want to in order to create the desired outcome that we want. That's who he is. He's a Sabbatean Kabbalist. They're the same group that started the Russian Revolution and killed the Tsar and his family. All of these things, they're the same group that brought the communist movement right out of Russia, right through Germany, right into the United States in the 20s and the 30s, that took over Hollywood, that took over our industry, that took over our media. This is the same group, of people. And that's why we're having such a problem, you know, with alternative media being so censored, alternative media trying to shut the funding off for alternative media, because until the internet, this new Gutenberg press, they have the ability to control all output for propaganda purposes and do the best they could to prevent anybody from knowing the truth of what really was going on. And this is so important that everybody gets this. These guys are not playing by anybody's rules but their own. They'll play both sides against each other. These are guys who are involved with the CIA, with the drug trafficking, and increasing now from 500 square miles of production of poppy in Afghanistan in 1916. The first year under Trump, it went to 1,000 square miles, increasing from 4,800 metric tons of heroin coming out of Afghanistan to 10,000 metric tons. These are the same guys the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation that practice pharmakia. And this is the same group that God says are going to go to hell. This is that same group. So what we have here is a war in the heavenlies that's been going on for a long, long, long time. And we have just found ourselves down here as pawns in the game, hoping and praying that we can get somebody in the White House who can restore our rights, get rid of the doggone Federal Reserve System, stop spraying chemtrails on all of us. And I said this on your show, Dave. I said, if Donald Trump really has control of the United States, the chemtrails will stop. He'll get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. He'll do all the things he can. But guys, he's dealing with so much opposition in the White House, so much from this power that's been there since the coup of the United States with the assassination of John F. Kennedy, by this same group, I may add, that this whole situation that we have has gotten to a point where it's literally become just us against them as far as the ones who know the truth and are trying to point all of this stuff out. So, guys, it has to be a revelation, an epiphany, so to speak, for everybody who's listening tonight to know that this is the group. These are the people that are doing this. It has nothing to do with the Christians or the Jews, although I may say this. The Balfour Declaration brought in the state of Israel. We know that. The Balfour Declaration also brought the United States into World War I and promised the Rothschilds, who this is who was doing it, the state of Israel, which happened in 47. And we also know that the Scofield Reference Bible was written and basically put together back in around 1850, and Darby was involved with all of this stuff with dispensationalism and also with the rapture. And all of this stuff started being incorporated into the notes of the Scofield Bible, which is part of the Oxford Press, which is also controlled by these same group of people. And what they've done by doing all of this, they've made it to a point now that we can't say or do anything if Israel does something wrong. Remember, Israel's the fiefdom of the Rothschild Empire. We've got to get that. But it doesn't make any difference because of what's been promoted through the Scofield Bible now for 170 years. If you say anything about Israel, people go insane. And you say, well, why do you say about it? Well, Israel's number one homosexual destination on the planet as far as Tel Aviv, number one. With literally thousands of basically
yeah, Ted, you're,
that
Ted, you're,
leaving
you're,
it is. It's, this is not what it is.
Ted, you're breaking up on me a little bit here, too. It says, I'm in agreement with you, and I'm going to add one more thing in because we're out of time, but I just wanted to put this in here, too. I support the nation of Israel as it's written biblically, but Netanyahu is not their guy. He is the guy that's going to force this world war upon us. He's the guy who's destabilizing the Middle East. He's the guy who's made Israel into the biggest human rights violator on the planet. And people say, oh, you're anti-Jewish. No, no, I'm anti-Netanyahu with his cronies.
Right.
I'm not anti-Jewish, but we got to call it what it is. They're the ones that are going to get us started in Syria. They're the ones that are going to cause the Russians to react.
And I agree with you, Dave. I mean, I pray for Israel all the time.
I do too.
I hope and pray they get a Christian government in Israel, and they stop being run by this death cult. It's a death cult that's running Israel. They're trying to bring in the Book of Revelation. They're trying to bring in their demonic entity to rule the planet, and they're trying to fulfill the scripture by doing all of this stuff. The problem is most Christians aren't even looking at it. Now, if you want to really get a lot of good information and read a lot of this stuff, you can read John Terrell's stuff, Pastor John Terrell, or Pastor Chuck Baldwin's stuff. He's written a lot of articles on this too, and they both know this information a lot better than I do.
Yeah,
but guys,
me
this
too.
Is one of those things.
Ted, we got to hold it right here. We're out of time. We are right up against it, my friend. I just want to mention healthmasters.com is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. And the coupon code to save 5% is the number 5, common, healthmasters.com. Ted, real quick, tell people when your show airs.
Show airs at 3 to 4 every single day, Eastern Standard Time, p.m. in the afternoon. Ted and Austin Brower Show on Global Star Radio. And you can hear it. Are you good? You go to the healthmasters.com website and you have to look up the archive and see what show you want to listen to.
And on that note, we got to scoot. Ted, thanks for taking time out to join us. I really appreciate it. Look forward
My
to talking
pleasure,
to you
man.
Again.
So,
stay tuned, everybody. Hour 2 is going to be a wild ride. Congressman Paul Gosar up next.